Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They should play this at Cowboys practice this week or at their game next week.
Ain't this Blinded by the Light?
Yes, it is. CD comes out to warm
Wait,
out.
Man, who sings this?
Do you want to take a stab at it?
No, nah, because I'm going to screw it up.
Manfred Mann, Surf Band?
Never heard of them. Manfred Mann? Nah. Can Great we song, though. Good song.
It is. Can we have it on the bus? We got to make our playlist for the bus.
Oh, it's on the, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, cool. Like... It helped. I mean, the sun or the moon or the stars or whatever helped the Eagles get a win.
It's actually a notch in our belt.
It's a notch in the Eagles' belt on the way to potentially the Super Bowl. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. Don't forget, today's show is sponsored by Klondike Cates. Join us this Wednesday, November 13th. We're going to be broadcasting live from Klondike Cates Restaurant on Main Street in Newark, Delaware, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy specials all day long at Klondike Cates. Visit KlondikeCates.com for details. All right, a lot to discuss today. Off the win, a domination over the Cowboys. The Cowboys season is over. The Eagles are 7-2, first place in the NFC East right now. And our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center, your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So I haven't looked at the results of this all day. I'm curious where people come down on the idea of the Philadelphia Eagles right now. And are you starting to think of the S and the B word, the Super Bowl, Hugh Douglas?
Super Bowl!
I mean, you've been thinking about that for a long time.
Yeah, for a while, man. I've been on it for a while. Y'all thought I was crazy.
Yeah, we laughed at you. Yeah,
laughed at me heartily. It was a hearty laugh.
We still think you're crazy,
yeah.
Just for
yeah,
other
I mean,
reasons.
I mean, yeah.
Well, the most ironic
I'm
part is...
I'm still thinking Sirianni crazy, but the team is winning, yeah, so it don't matter.
Yeah, that's okay.
Not me.
Yeah, you're a Sirianni guy. We know that.
Crazy
so, the ironic part is you thought the Eagles could get to the Super Bowl without a good defense. We laughed at that. Now we know the defense is good, and you won't relent. It's like it's.
What do you mean? Listen.
But you won't say it's a necessity.
In my defense,
necessity.
The last couple weeks, the offense has been doing exactly what I thought they were going to do. I mean, so they've been scoring a lot of points,
mm-hmm.
and they put this defense in a position where they've made teams one dimensional.
Hold on.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday was the complete opposite of the way you framed this. The defense kept the offense in the game they could wake up.
I'm talking about in totality.
Mm.
In totality.
I would
like
say
that.
The defense has been the best unit on this team for a while.
I'm looking at the numbers.
The numbers would tell me the defense has been the best unit on the team for a while
the
now.
Numbers, the numbers don't back up that statement that you're making.
I've got the same arithmetic
they
I've got.
Are second.
Yeah, your arithmetic is off, Joe.
Are they hot? riddle me this, Douglas. Are they higher ranked in points allowed per game or points scored per game?
Are they ranked higher in points scored? They're ranked higher than points allowed.
Yeah, so
per game.
Yeah. So that means their defense is ranked higher than their offense.
No. What I'm saying is that it took a little while for this. Yeah, because I was over here doing that math in my head real quick. But
the arithmetic says defense.
One would argue that this offense took a while to hit their stride, and now they're hitting their stride.
Mm-hmm. And one would also same with the defense.
Now, since they're hitting their stride, they are going to make it easy for this defense. One would say if they were being a hater or a nitpicky, one would say that this defense is playing above their station.
The defense is better than the offense right now.
Not doing
that.
And the
offense is more talented.
I'm not the guy to do that.
So
I'm not doing that.
Here,
not that guy.
Here is my math. Okay, yards per play allowed, they're second. Yards per play, they're 10th. So second on defense, 10th in offense. Points allowed per game, they're tied for fifth with the Kansas City Chiefs, fifth. Points per
game,
they're 10th. I mean, seems to me like the defense is a necessity around here now.
No, it's still a
just
luxury.
Like it used to be back in the
not
day.
Not a necessity.
All right, still by the way, our Twitter question. I got to ask you something, Hugh Douglas, and we'll get to what Saquon said. Are you starting to think about the Super Bowl? Yes, only 41% with a 7-2 football team?
Because let me tell you why. Because
did you vote? No.
No, I didn't. I didn't vote, but I am going to vote. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of fans look at this Eagles record, and I do not subscribe to this. Let me say that first. Do not subscribe to this.
Oh, you're playing psychologist.
No, yeah. I'm putting people on the couch.
Sure.
And they're looking at it, and you know, just listening, you know, ear hustling around the station and just in the city. People saying, yeah, the Eagles are winning, but they're playing anybody. They didn't play anybody. Now, you look at that loss against the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are in a fight with the Atlanta Falcons for division supremacy right now.
Mm-hmm.
You look at that game, and you look at the Falcons and the Bucs. Those two teams, we're probably going to see one of them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think one will win the division.
Yeah,
sure.
We didn't beat either one of those squads. So that's that. People are looking at that, and that's how they're rationalizing not believing in this.
I get it.
Team.
Look, the last five teams they've played.
That's not what I subscribe to.
They have a combined record of 10-35. Well, I understand, but in 2017 and 2022, the last 2 years the Eagles made the Super Bowl, they beat a lot of bad teams. I mean, it's if you beat them bad, I like that.
Well, so and now I think at this point of the season where we're 7-2, that it's worth noting that Falcons, we did not have AJ Brown.
Bucks didn't have Brown or
Vontae Smith. Yeah. Like yeah. That matters. I'm sorry.
And the Bucks then were better than they are now. They
For
had
sure.
Godwin and Evans.
Absolutely.
Now they've kind of fallen off now.
I mean, we played the Saints and they were 2-0.
Feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, that was
you know what's funny about that one? That was the measuring stick for us. That was the measuring stick game for us to see where we
and
were.
And then they didn't win again for like 2 months.
No, they didn't.
All right, Hugh, before we'll get back to the phones in a second, and we do have to play for you in this segment with Saquon Sack. It's really interesting yesterday listening to him after the game. But Hugh, I want to offer you an out because I know you keep mentioning it. You're acting as if it's okay. I know deep down you're kind of going through the emotions of that beard might be disappearing, right? We said if the Philadelphia Eagles finish allowing under 17 points per game, that beard is gone. We're at 17.9 right now. So the math is not mathing for you right now.
It's not going in my direction.
Actually, it's going the opposite.
But, you know, I still got this game this week where I think it might be more of a—
Are you secretly rooting for a shootout?
I am not. First of all, I would never. Let me say this because it's amazing how nowadays people don't actually hear what's being said. So let me say this.
They hear how I twist it.
Yeah. So let me say this. I am not rooting for the Eagles to lose.
Well, no one said that, but are you rooting for a shootout to bump that point?
I'm rooting for a shootout.
Oh, see? That means you're rooting for points for the Commanders?
No, no. All I need is 21. Is the way this offense is playing, you give me 21 points,
wow.
I'm in a good spot. That's all I need is three
touchdowns. Now that you just told the whole audience you're rooting for Jaden Daniels to light up the Eagles. Okay,
can I just say on that when the Cowboys had a chance to score?
You were hoping they scored?
I kinda wanted them to.
See,
I'm not gonna lie.
Wow.
You're under arrest.
Wow.
God, I was like, cause I knew you You guys
straight
are
to
gonna
prison.
talk
you,
trash.
You want to you people are so bad.
Yeah, I did, but you know it's not the climate to be you people and people now. It's not the climate.
Obviously, Hugh's in a bad way. An Eagles Hall of Famer rooting for the Cowboys.
I wasn't rooting for the Cowboys.
To score.
I was just like, damn, they can't. It's right there. You can't.
We have more important things to take care of. You'd be on trial, yeah. Buddy.
I mean, seriously,
that's a disaster.
I was just like, damn, you're right there.
And
still a lot of time left.
Guilty as charged on this one.
You wanted a garbage time score for the life of your beard.
I'm like, damn, they're right there.
Can I offer you an out? Because this is sad. Actually, it's sad watching an Eagles Hall of Famer root for the opponent to score.
I wasn't rooting for him
to score.
I was. It was just.
You said
no,
it.
I didn't. Like, technically, I just was like, damn, y'all right there.
What happened to you?
It's the NFL.
Let me help you out.
They couldn't even run the ball. Oh, and the Zeke fumble, dog. Come on, dog. He hit that hole like he was about to make something happen.
Oh, dude.
That ball squirted out.
He is so cooked.
I know. Cut this guy's mic before he's out of the Eagles Hall of Fame. I mean, this is rough.
He was rooting for Zeke to punch
this
it in.
This is hard to listen
no,
to.
No. I was just like, damn, dog, it's right there.
You pictured Hugh going, get in there, Zeke!
No, I didn't do that. But I'm just like, damn, dog, it's right there. End zone right there. You ain't going to, like, y'all ain't moving the ball. This is the only time y'all getting the end zone is right there. Make it a game. They couldn't even do that.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I'm ashamed.
I'm just saying.
Okay. We're all ashamed for you. Okay. Hugh, I think maybe we can offer you an out because this is sad to watch. I mean, we can't go through the rest of the season when you hope the team scores. All right. What if we offer you some sort of out? Like, instead of shaving your beard, we do something else. I don't know. I mean, we could come up with some ideas. You know, other ideas for Hugh Douglas. What about, like, would you dye your beard? Like, green? Kelly green? Midnight green?
So when you say dye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we talking about? We ain't talking about no permanent dye. We ain't talking about like that stuff
it's
Trey Thomas put in his beard, like the Beijing. We ain't talking about the Beijing that Trey Thomas liked to use
Doesn't
when he dyes his beard.
Doesn't he claim that he doesn't?
He claims he doesn't.
Yeah, no one believes that?
Yeah, nobody believe that. Nobody believe that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that. But like, let's say Eagles go under 17 points per game allowed for the season. We get to the playoffs. Full playoff run. Every day you're in here with a green beard. And then the green beard as we take on the bus to New Orleans.
So you mean I got to wear look like a big-ass leprechaun?
For a whole month, plus.
At that point, you might as well keep it through March,
yeah,
St. Patty's
well.
Day.
On Bourbon Street, nope. What is the drinks we're going to have down there?
You know what the bad part about this is?
Well, there's a lot. I mean,
I'm already, like, you know, in my new digs, like, trying to navigate the people that are not afraid of me running at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Do you look more or less friendly with a dyed beard, though?
Now,
I think you're more invited.
I'm running through the neighborhood with a green-ass beard, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what the hell's wrong with
me. I think that works to your favor, because, like, this guy has a sense of humor.
You think so?
Or he's quirky.
So should we just...
You might be on to something.
Should we allow Hugh to just get out of the bet, or should we
give him the option.
Or should we let
the audience decide,
well, yeah,
shave
so I'm about
or
to
die
say,
green?
Let the people vote.
Okay.
All right.
Before I decide.
All right,
yeah.
We'll put a poll up. We'll let people vote on this. But
shave it or green beard.
Yeah, you're trending towards having to do something with that beard, because this defense is playing
good
football.
You know, the holidays right around the corner.
Yeah, you wear a red hat, you get the green beard, you're all Christmased up.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. The fact that we transition from Halloween as quickly as we did to Thanksgiving kind of bothers me, but that's okay.
Doesn't that happen every year?
It does, but it just still bothers me. We transition real quick.
What do you want? Hold on.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, give it a couple of days, but, you know, we got neighbors and stuff that got turkeys outside.
Here's the issue. If you don't jump right into Thanksgiving festivities, then you lose it, because as soon as Thanksgiving's over, we jump right to Christmas.
Yeah, we do that.
So you got to give Thanksgiving its due.
I'm just waiting for Black Friday to get here, man. I'm just waiting for Black Friday.
What are you getting?
Definitely got to get an air fryer, because my son keeps asking why can't I make my dino nugs?
Yeah, come on, man.
You
might not be able to hold out to Black Friday, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I got to get the dino nugs going. You know, some other appliances. You know, I always wanted the smoker. Got to get the smoker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I just got to wait till Black Friday, see if I can get one on the cheap.
Yeah, well, that's the day to do it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Andy in Deptford is up. Hey, Andy.
My guys, what's good? How we doing?
Hey, Andy,
man.
What's up, buddy?
As far as the Super Bowl talk, I mean, you look at guys like Mahomes, right? Everybody says Mahomes under center, you got a shot. Lamar Jackson. Jalen Hurts is right there, man. His name's – anytime he's under center, we got a shot at winning this thing, period.
Well, it's years now, Andy. I mean, it's years where look, they're going to make the playoffs, right? That means 4 straight years with him as the starter, they're going to be in the playoffs. And this year, they look like they've got a real shot to be a top 2 seed.
I mean, I ain't going to say no names. You got haters on that station, guys on the morning team, saying he's not even going to be the starting quarterback 2026 season. I mean, what are we talking about? Like what, you just said it great yourself. 4 years in a row, 1 Super Bowl appearance. We're damn sure going to the playoffs this year, and we got a shot to win it all. Like I said, when he's under center, we got a shot. Now you look at Barkley, right? You look at throughout our history. I would say besides Nick Foles, Barkley's probably our best free agent signing ever after half the season. I mean, he's definitely the most effective and most getting the most out of him for the NFL right now, if you look across the board. But, I mean, as far as our history goes, I would say besides Nicky Sixx, Barkley right there. All time.
Yeah,
greatest
you know,
free agent.
That, you made me start going through them in my head. Andy, I would throw in that list, too, Malcolm. Malcolm was a great free agent.
Yeah, Malcolm was a good signing.
I feel you, but like I would say like more on the leadership side of things with Malcolm, and we want to chip him. You know, so you got to give his credit where it's due. But as far as performance and what we need and what we always kind of wanted, not only as a fan base but like as an organization, and the trend for the league as far as backs.
Yep.
I mean, ain't getting much better than that.
Nah, he's been incredible. And Andy, good phone call. I held my breath a little bit yesterday when they showed that replay of Saquon when he got banged up on
his
fumble.
His hand. Well, his hand was caught underneath.
Like, I thought his elbow may have hyperextended. The way he went down and kind of like his arm bent the wrong way,
A little scurry.
Yeah, I was like, all right, how long until he's back in the game? Because I was like, oh, that looks kind of rough. But he came back in and obviously seemed like things were okay here. Speaking of Saquon, listen to what he said after the game, because...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was just interesting the way he framed it. This phrase has been said a lot, or was said a lot, in the month of September on WIP. You listen to Saquon talking about the first four games. What's the difference between then and the last five? Here's Saquon, locker room after the game.
How far it's kind of come since the bye, right? Kind of, you know, 2-2 starts, a little bit rocky. What does it say?
I wouldn't say it's rocky. I think you guys made it seem rocky. No offense. Like, I mean, you guys are doing your job, but panic outside of the locker room kind of, you know, it was from outside the locker room. It wasn't in here. We had no panic. We kind of treated it like the preseason games, to be honest. That was kind of the mindset. He was like, all right, we're done with preseason. Now let's go get things shaken.
It's funny how he framed that, Hugh. That was said over and over on the stage. Well, the first four games is like their preseason. I guess they actually were thinking that?
Yeah, but you can't say that.
I agree.
And see, this is the reason why I have a problem. I like Saquon, but I think that as a former player and now a radio host, you have to be careful about the way that you frame things. Like, everybody wants transparency. We love the fact that you're being transparent. But when you say things like that, nobody understands that because they're not a part of it. And you talked about how, you know, we in here wasn't we weren't panicking, anything like that. That's fine for you. But you are the guys that set the standard for the city. Jalen is the guy that sets the standard for the city. So as a fan base that we talk to on a day-to-day basis, when you come out and you underperform in certain situations, nobody's going to understand the fact that you say, oh, you know, this is like a preseason. Well, hell, guess what people are going to say when you say that? Maybe you should play in the preseason.
I thought the same thing.
Maybe you should play in the preseason. You are dealing with a fan base. In every fan base, that no matter how you try to frame things, this is the same thing I say about Coach Sirianni. You could say it and you could be as honest as you want. A lot of people aren't going to understand it because they're not part of it. And that's a fact, Joe.
Yeah.
It is what it is. So in order for you to not catch the smoke that you feel like you're catching, unwarranted and all this other stuff, how about you just not say nothing? Just go out there and play the game and, you know, take the criticism that comes with it, because you know more so than anybody else that things are different, especially the protocol procedures are different when you're in the building as opposed to people that are not in the building. So don't get mad at us when we point out the fact that you're not playing well, when obviously you're feeling like, you know, the reason we aren't playing well because we don't have that continuity.
It also can't do that. Felt a little premature. It's the kind of thing, I don't know, let's say they make the Super Bowl, right? And it's media week. And Saquon's got it on the big podium thing, right? And they ask him about the season. And you guys start off slow, but then you won 10 out of 12 to end the season. Or, you know, whatever the numbers are. And he says something like that. I think we're all like, we kind of laugh it off. They're not done yet, right?
No,
like,
they still got a lot of football left to play.
Right,
there's still a lot of folks out there with their arms folded too, Joe.
And I think there's a real chance the gap between the one seed and the two seed, or the two seed and the five or six seed, is one game. So, like, I don't know. Like, those games matter. I think there's a real chance when the season ends, those games that they dropped in September, maybe because they were treating them like the preseason, will still matter. Like, it's fun now because, like, oh, whatever, they've won five in a row. But the job isn't complete, so no. To kind of dismiss the beginning as whatever, kind of weird.
If you're going to make the argument that that's the first four games are the preseason, I mean, the beauty of that is that's sort of an opportunity for you to get a leg up on other teams. If, you know, say the Lions went 2-2. You start 4-0 because you're prepared and they're not.
You're ahead.
That makes a huge difference.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you're the one seed. It just, I don't love the fact that they view it that way. Just like that after those first 4 weeks was a massive juncture in the season where things could have fell apart or they could rally around this.
I would guess if we go back, teams that are the one seed in the last decade usually start 3-1 or 4-0. I doubt they usually start 2-2 or 1-3 and then rally. And maybe, I'm just guessing, September does matter. But look, 5 wins in a row is what we're all excited about now. But that was kind of a weird thing by Saquon. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Tony is in Glenside. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Listen, man, I'm going to get right to it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk football.
Let's do it.
I don't mean to be a downer, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I'm not impressed right now of the coaching, what's going on with the Eagles. And let me explain. Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni is going to be the demise of this football team.
Well, huh? give us the. I mean, I can understand the Sirianni part. Right. We could see all that, right? If he makes
I'm
a bad decision, give us a Hurts angle. Why Hurts?
I'm gonna tell you why. Hurts playing like crap every game in the first quarter. Okay, first and second quarter. Then they go back in, then they come back and say, you know what we need to do? Run the ball. How about running the ball in the first quarter? Saquon should not go a whole half a game with 3 carries until you realize this team runs through Saquon. This is going to be a Donovan McNabb T.O. moment. When T.O. came in, it was Donovan's team. T.O. came in and they realized go through T.O. Donovan got upset about it. Became a baby because it looks like this is T.O.'s team on offense. But what's going on now is Saquon needs to get the ball so Jalen don't make those mistakes. We make those same mistakes against Detroit, 49ers, the Rams, and a couple other NFC teams.
Washington, yeah.
We go down 21-0. We're down 21-0, and Saquon is out of the picture now. Because now we got to put the ball in Jalen's hands, and we know what happens. He throw picks, he hold the ball too long, and he also take too many sacks. He was in the pocket for like 5 seconds.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
How is there a correlation between T.O. and Donovan and Saquon and Jalen?
I'm going to tell you why. Jalen... he got like 50 rushing touchdowns, right?
In his career, yes.
All right. How many of them are 1 yard touchdowns?
I would get 20 of them, 25.
Exactly. Because they don't value the running back. They keep them, for some reason, they give Jalen all of these touchdowns to inflate his numbers. His numbers are really not that good. Okay?
Well, hold on. I mean,
don't see the correlation between T.O.
Well, I think
Donovan.
He means there's going to be ego issue.
I think
that's what he's getting
at. They're trying to make Jalen this player. They're trying to compare him to Patrick Mahomes when he's not. He's another player, okay? And if they don't go through Saquon during these next 5 games, Jalen is going to put us in the hole where we're not going to be able to get out of. No diddy.
I hear what you're saying. I still don't see the correlation.
Well, he thinks eventually there's going to be a riff where Saquon wants the ball and they're giving it to Jalen.
I don't see that because Saquon's a different animal.
Sure.
I know. Saquon, he come out the game too much. He let everybody
Tony, you go first.
Tony,
we appreciate Tony.
There's not a direct correlation between the two, with all due respect to your take, because Saquon has shown that he's a selfless individual. He's shown that when you had a chance to get the single rushing record against your old team, and he decided not to do it.
That's a good point.
That's why I fail to see the correlation. T.O., if T.O., and no disrespect to T.O., because he's a phenomenal player, would be the first player I picked if I ever was starting a team. I don't feel like in that moment T.O. would have done that.
Also, two other things. One, when T.O. got here, he hadn't won a Super Bowl, but he had done some winning in San Francisco, right? They were a playoff team.
And he was a beast.
I think Saquon is just happy to be on a team that actually has a chance to win. That was the first time in his career yesterday he beat the Cowboys. Think about that for a second.
And not saying that that's a bad thing to want to have an individual record. Not saying that that's a bad thing. But Saquon has shown on more than one occasion that he is selfless.
Yeah.
And not selfish, not selfish at all.
Right. I think we're also we're missing something on the Saquon Jalen usage thing. They have to protect Saquon Barkley. Like we got to get out of our feelings. I don't know if he's on your fantasy team or not. We got to get out of our feelings that Saquon doesn't get extra carries on the 1 yard line unless you bet an anytime touchdown or you have him on your fantasy team. Who cares? The Eagles scored. Saquon Barkley has had a lot of touches. So if they spare him one or two inside the 5 yard line, I'm not going to lose any
sleep. And then not only that, I want to see what we got with these young guys, man. Because just like we said, we're going to need Saquon Barkley in January.
They got another game on Thursday.
I'm not upset about that.
There's also just a little bit of tunnel vision in that phone call, talking about if we play like that, we're not going to beat the good teams. Like, do you mean teams like the Detroit Lions, who had 5 interceptions in the game yesterday? I could just as easily say, you know what, the Lions play like that against the Eagles, we're going to kick their ass. That's probably true.
This is facts.
I'm sorry. So, I understand that you might not love everything that happens on game day, but look at the rest of the league. Like, no team in the NFL is perfect right now or head and shoulders above anybody. Every team has a flaw. Every team's beatable.
I agree. I mean, we're going to get to it. We'll hit some NFL stuff from yesterday around the league in the next segment. But the best team in the league is 9-0, and it feels like every other week they're about to lose.
They're so beatable.
I mean, they actually never lose, which makes it makes it wild. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, on the other side, we'll get to all your phone calls here. Are you thinking Super Bowl? Your take on the blowout of the Dallas Cowboys? And you got to let Hugh know that this is a defensive team. No, defense is not a luxury. All right, we'll get to our takes from watching all the other teams in the NFL. There was a lot going on yesterday. A sideline fight with the Niners. Snarky Doug Peterson is back. That's how you know he's on the hot seat. And there's a new head coach in the NFL that may give Nick Sirianni a run for his money on the mic. That's coming up. Your calls, 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon to ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots. I like saying bacon-wrapped tater tots. And bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.